今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是无贵原主。
Today, the topic we'd like to use for mutual encouragement is to turn to its rightful owner.
我们看到一样东西都会问，这样东西是谁的呢？
When we see something, we often ask who owns this thing.
有一些有贴名字的，你就知道这个是谁的。
Some of the items have a name tag on them, you'll know who owns this thing.
有一些没有写名字的，但是你稍微问一下，哦，是属于谁的。
And some of the items might not have a name tag on it, so then you'll ask around who owns this.
我们要搞清楚东西是属于谁的，才不会拿到别人的东西。
Because we need to know who owns the thing, so then we will not take someone else's stuff.
我们教会啊，在衣帽间啊，公共的空间啊，有时候挂很多的衣服。
In the closet area, we have hang many coats there.
有时候我们拿东西之前都要看清楚，这个外套长得很像你的，但是是不是真的是你的？
So before we take back our coat, we need to pay attention to are they really ours? Because they all look very similar.
不然拿错了别人的东西就不好。
Because it's not good to take someone else's item.
我们最近在教会要推行读经运动。
And now, recently our church have this Bible reading program.
虽然我们自己有自己的读经的计划。
Although we might have our own Bible reading schedule.
但是跟着教会的计划来跑也是好的。
But it's also good to follow the church schedule to read Bible.
有时候神会透过教会的读经的计划里面，也让我们学习一些道理。
Because through the church's Bible reading schedule, God can teach us different lessons.
就有系统的把圣经读了一遍。
And then we can systematically read the Bible through once.
对信仰也会有进步。
And now our faith will grow.
在主耶稣在世上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was on earth,
曾经有一次发生了一次主耶稣被人家试探。
And there's one that Jesus was tempted by others.
主耶稣也讲了一篇有关于东西要物归原主的这个道理。
And the Lord Jesus shared a testimony of to return items to its rightful owner.
我们看马可福音的十二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 12.
十三节以下。
Mark 12 chapter 13.
马可福音十二章的十三节。
Mark 12 chapter 12 verse 13 and onwards.
后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党人到耶稣那里，就要照他的话来陷害他。十四节。
14。
他们来了，就对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的人，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。纳税给该撒，可以不可以？”
Verse 13 and 14. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance to the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?"
主耶稣在世上的时候，有很多人跟随主。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth, many people followed him.
但是跟随主的人不代表是相信主的。
But these that followed him doesn't mean they believed in him.
有一些呢是法利赛人还有西律党人。
And here he says some of them are Pharisees and other Herodians.
他们不相信主。
They don't believe in the Lord.
但是他们常常想找机会来看看主耶稣讲的话什么把柄来控告他。
They just want to find opportunity to catch what Jesus said that's wrong to accuse him.
这里呢，他们又来丢出一个非常难回答的问题。
So here they raise a question that's very difficult to answer.
到底作为一个犹太人，在当时的社会，纳税给该撒可以不可以
？That is, as a Jew back in that day, is it rightful to pay taxes to Caesar?
该撒就是在公元第一世纪罗马帝国的统治者。
Caesar is the emperor, the emperor of the Roman Empire in AD 81.
当时的巴勒斯坦地呢是被罗马政府管制的。
And the Roman Emperor, they also take to control the Palestinian lands.
但是巴勒斯坦地的犹太人非常讨厌罗马人。
Well, the Jewish people living on this land, they really hate the Romans.
因为他们是外族来欺压他们，强迫管制。
Because the Romans are Gentiles, but now they are actually controlling them.
但是作为罗马帝国的一部分，他们必须上缴税。
However, as part of the Roman Empire, they have to pay taxes.
这个问题呢，是有政治的动机，也有陷害的动机。
So from this question, there's two aspects, the political aspect and also an aspect of what they want to frame Jesus.
对我们来说，这个今天不是问题啊，不是可不可以，是一定要。
To us today, to pay taxes is not a question because we have to.
但是当时如果主耶稣要回答这个问题，
But back in the day, if Jesus is to answer this question,
如果主耶稣说可以，
If Jesus said yes,
那么他们就控告主耶稣说，你看这个人，他不爱我。
So if Jesus said yes, they will accuse him as saying this person don't love his country.
他鼓励大家要向那个欺压我们的外族人来缴税。
That he is encouraging others to pay taxes to those who is controlling us.
所以他们就会 使那些犹太人来不跟随不相信主耶稣。
So the Jewish people will be against Jesus at that time.
主耶稣说不可以纳税。
But if Jesus say no,
他们就马上会打小报告，控告给政府的管制者。
And they will just tell the governor officials that Jesus say this.
以这个叛国啊，或者是反政府动乱的这个名义啊，可能会加罪在主耶稣的身上。
And he might be accused of treason or those who are stirring up riots against the Roman Empire.
所以主耶稣面对这个问题了，你打对也不是，不对也不是。
So towards this question, it's very difficult to say yes or no.
因为这个是一个试探性的问题。
Because this question is so tempting.
有时候我们的人生也遇到这种困难。
Sometimes our life have this kind of problem.
会被试探。
We're being tempted.
有时候我们要到底要怎么样做，很难决定。
It is very difficult for us to know the right answer to a question.
要也不是，不要也不是。
We cannot say yes or no.
这个时候就是需要从神来的智慧的。
And that's the moment that we need the wisdom from God.
主耶稣他是神成为肉身来到世上。
The Lord Jesus is God Himself.Become flesh on earth.
所以他有从神来的智慧。
So he has a wisdom from God.
没有人可以考倒他。
No one can beat him. 所以
主耶稣就丢出另外一个问题来反问他们，你们先回答。
So at this moment, Jesus answered back with another question.
我们看十五节以下。
Let's read verse 15.
我们纳不纳，该纳不纳？耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：你们为什么试探我呢？拿一个银钱来给我。
Verse 15, should we pay or shouldn't we? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He asked. Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
他们还一直逼主耶稣啊，讲啊，可以还是不可以？
So they are asking Jesus again and again, should we pay tax?
那主耶稣知道他们的这个假意。
And here he says Jesus knew their hypocrisy.
叫他们从口袋拿一个钱出来给我看。
He said, like, bring me a denarius and let me look at it.
身上每一个人都有一点钱。
We always bring money with us.
这个一个银钱呢，都是一天的工钱。
A denarius is about a day's wage.
我们身上大人一般大人小孩也有啊，我们身上有加币。
And we usually bring our Canadian dollar with us.
我们拿出那个加币的钞票或者是钱币啊，那背后都有印一些英女王的肖像，或者是有一些加拿大伟人的一个图像。
Either we bring out a bill or a coin, usually have a head of an important person or the queen's head.
这个两千年之前，罗马帝国就已经在做了。
And 2,000 years ago, the Roman Empire is already doing the same thing.
因为这个钱是政府发行的。
The government have made coins.
所以就会把统治者的头印上去。
And they'll put the ruler's head on the coin.
他们就没有想到主耶稣这个问题有什么的意思在里面。
And they probably don't know why Jesus asked them to do this.
就拿出来了。
So they take out this coin.
拿出来之后，主耶稣又问了一个问题。
And after they take out the coin, Jesus asks another question.
16节。
16.
耶稣说了，这个像跟这个号是谁的呢？
16. They brought a coin and he asked them, whose portrait is this and whose inscription?
这个钱的背后都有一个帝王的侧面的雕像。
And on this coin, usually there is a portrait of the ruler.
大概也看得到的话，就会一看的话，大概知道画谁。
If you take a look at it, you probably know who that is.
还有下面呢，有一些什么王、什么帝王啊，他们统治了第几年
？And there will also be inscription underneath the portrait saying who this person is and what year have they ruled.
那主耶稣就问了，这个号、这个像是谁的
？That's why Jesus asked them whose portrait and whose inscription is.
他们就很单纯的就回答说，哦，是该撒的。
So they reply, Caesar's.
当然是该撒的，每一个小朋友都知道是该撒。
Of course, they know it's Caesar's portrait.
重点就是十七节主耶稣这句话。
And the most important point is in verse 17.
那你们的问题很简单。
And it's an easy question to answer.
该撒的物就归给该撒。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
神的物你就要归给神。
And to God what is God's God.
这句话的意思就是物归原主。
This means that we return the things to its rightful owner.
这个东西是谁的，你就要把它还给谁。
Whoever this item belongs to, you return this item to them.
这个是非常简单，也是非常重要的道理。
This is a very simple lesson, very simple thing to answer.
那么先来讲第一个部分。
Let's look at this in first part.
该撒的物要归给该撒。
To give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
为什么要归给该撒？
Why do we need to give back some Caesar's item?
因为是他的物啊。
Because it belongs to him.
你生活在他的政治之下。
You live under his rule.
你住在他的国家。
You live in his country.
你用他发行的钱。
You use the money that he printed.
你享受这个社会的福利。
And you enjoy the benefit of this country.
纳税是应该的。
Of course, you need to pay taxes.
这个是一个公民的责任。
This is as a civilian that a duty that you have to do.
也是一个基督徒的责任。
Also as a Christian, we have to do that.
因为基督徒对社会也有责任。
Because as a Christian, we have our duties to the society.
我们不是只有讲属灵的事情，对社会的事漠不关心。
We cannot just talk about spiritual stuff and then forget about what's going on in this world.
基督徒在世上也是一个公民。
As a Christian, we are also a civilian in this world.
像我们在座人，绝大部分都是移民来的。
And most of us here today are immigrants.
啊，我们千辛万苦，可能很想移民到这个国家。
And we try our best, do everything we can to immigrate to this country.
有一些呢是你们的父母就已经早就移民来，你们在这边出生的。
Some of us are the second generation that our parents came here and we born here.
无论如何，这个国家已经接纳了我们。
And regardless, this country has accepted us.
我们有原来的国家。
We have our home country.
但是搬来这里就是属于这个国家。
But then after we moved here, we belong to this country.
圣经也告诉我们很清楚。
And the Bible tells us very clearly.
有公民的义务。
We have our duties that we have to do.
我们看罗马书的十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
第六节。
Romans 13 verse 6.
十三章呢第六节。
Romans 16 verse 6. Romans 13章。
十三章的第六节。
Romans 13 verse 6.
十三章六节
Romans 13 verse 6
你们纳粮也要为这个缘故因为他们是神的差役常常特管这事第七节
Verse 7
凡人所得的就给他当得的粮当得粮的就给他纳粮当得税的就给他上税当惧怕的就惧怕他当恭敬的就恭敬他
Romans chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. This is also why you pay taxes. For authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
这里圣经讲得很清楚。
Here the Bible is very clear.
作为一个公民呢，我们有义务。
As a member of this society, we have our responsibilities.
我们该给的就应该给。
We need to pay what...We all.
不然我们就不要在这个国家居住。
Otherwise, don't live in this country.
这个是很实在的。
This is true.
我们今天是五月三号，应该是啊。
Today is May the 3rd.
刚好过了我们报税的季节。
We just passed the tax paying season.
在做会计的，可能这一两个月特别忙。
And some of the accountants among us probably very busy for the past 2 months.
我们信徒了，可能这个时候已经报好税了。
And most of us probably already done our tax report.
因为我们的加拿大的报税的 deadline 是四月三十号。
Because the deadline to do so, I think, is April 30th.
但是如果你还没有报，没有关系。
But if you haven't done so, it's okay.
今年呢，会多了几天的这个限期。
This year, they have extended the deadline for a few days.
因为政府啊，他那个网站上面写错了。
Because they made a mistake on the website.
不是写4月30号，而且5月好像5月6号，所以你们多了一个礼拜。
The website actually have a week extension in the beginning, so then they decided to give us this extension.
有时候我们报税的时候都想说，哎呀，我要交那么多税。
Sometimes when we pay taxes, we look at the amounts and we are paying so much.
哎呀，加拿大那么重税。
Why in Canada we have to pay so much tax?
我在原来的国家都好，我都不用缴税。
Back when where I was from, I don't really need to pay this much.
但是有时候观念我们要想一想。
But then we need to think about it from another angle.
这个国家也对我们多好。
This country was very kind to us.
也有那么多的福利。
There's a lot of benefits.
把社会也管制得那么好。
And the society is rather peaceful.
那我们作为公民，神把我们带来这个国家。
As a member of this country.
其实能够交税也是一个恩典。
And to be able to pay tax is actually a blessing.
因为有收入才有办法交税。
Because you need to have income to pay taxes.
我们这健康的人可以工作，可以收入才可以交税。
You need to be healthy and working to be able to pay taxes.
所以交税是我们公民的义务。
And to pay tax is a duty of the member of the society.
尤其是我们都一个基督徒。
Especially as a Christian.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
诚诚实实的，我们该交就交。
We need to be honest and pay what we should pay.
不然的话
，Otherwise，
没有尽我们的公民的义务。
Otherwise, we are not doing our responsibilities.
就没有办法荣耀神。
And we cannot glorify God in this aspect.
这很久以前呢。
A long time ago.
在其他一个城市。
In another city.
有一个华人，他开了一间很大的这个餐馆。
And there's an Asian who owns a really big restaurant.
那他开餐馆的通常那个税有时候没有诚实的报。
And people who own restaurants sometimes they don't pay their taxes.
但是通常不太离谱的话，政府也不会真的是每次都抓。
But usually, if you don't go overboard, the government won't do much.
但是他太离谱了。
But this person is doing the extreme.
连续好几年都报亏本的。
For many years, he said he has deficit.
但是里面生意好得不得了。
But then his business is actually very good.
那个每年都在亏本。
But then, however,
每年都亏本。
However, he report every day, every year that he has deficit.
哇，政府就来查了。
So the government sent someone here to investigate.
哇，一查不得了，每年赚钱赚那么多。
So after they after investigation, they realize that this person is making a lot.
过去那是欠那些，全部算出来。
And then they have made the calculation of how much he had owed.
还要加上利息。
Plus interest.
罚了他好几十万。
There's a few hundred thousand dollars penalty. And then he's actually reporting on the newspaper as well.
整个城市的华人都知道，哇，那一间老板走税。
That everybody in the city, all the Asians know that this person doesn't pay their taxes.
这样就很丢脸了。
And then he loses face.
社会上也看到一些新闻。
And we also see some other news stories in this world.
越有钱的人越会走税。
The richer you are, the more likely you are to avoid paying taxes.
越出名的，赚钱越多的，他们越用一些非法的手法来走税。
The more famous, the more that's make the people they are making more, they are having their ways to avoid them.
后来被发现了，这个身败名裂。
And then after people realize what you have done, they will lose their status.
那我们做一个基督徒。
As a Christian.
真的，我们要诚诚实实。
We need to be an honest person.
我们该得粮的就给他粮。该上税就给他税。
Just like what he says here, if we owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue.
当然，政府有一些给一些合法的可以免税额，那些都可以利用。
Of course, the government has given us ways to pay less taxes, and we can utilize them.
但是我们还要诚实。
But then we need to be honest in other respects.
所以该撒的物我们要归给该撒。
That's what it means. Give what Caesar's to Caesar.
那下一部分，这里主耶稣讲的，这有关于属灵的部分呢。
And the next part is talking about spiritual part. To God, what is God?
属于神的，你把它归还给神。
Give to God what is God.
什么东西是属于神的呢
？What belongs to God?
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible has said.
我们所得的十分之一啊，原来是属于神的。
What we have earned, one tenth of it belongs to God.
十分之一的来源是在哪里呢？
Where can we find the reference to this 10%?
我们看创世纪的第十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪的十四章。
Genesis 14.
第十九节。
Genesis 14 verse 19.
十八节开始，十四章的十八节。
Genesis chapter 14 verse 18.
十四章十八节，又有撒朗王骂祭司的带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是自告神的祭司。他为亚伯兰祝福说：“愿天地的主、至高的神赐福给亚伯兰。至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。”亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
Verse 18 and 19, the Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abram, saying, Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. Be blessed be God Most High.Who delivered your enemies into your hand? Then Abram gave him tenth of everything.
亚伯兰去救他的侄儿罗德回来。
This happened when Abram went to rescue his nephew Lot.
因为他的侄儿罗德被掳了。
His nephew Lot was taken captive by others. It's very dangerous.
所以亚伯兰呢，为了爱这个侄儿呢，他冒险呢，带着壮丁318个人去救他。
And Abram, he loves his nephew, so he brought 318 trained men to rescue him.
他这三百多个人呢、啊，去其实对手啊，就是有那四个王。
And then their enemy is the four kings.
四个王有很多的军队。
We know the four kings must have a huge army.
人强马壮。
A lot of people.
那怎么可能亚伯兰会成功呢
？How can Abraham able to win this battle?
因为是神的帮助。
Because by God's help.
所以，竟然亚伯兰可以。把亚罗德还有他的家眷所有的都救回来。
That is why Abram is able to rescue Lot and whatever he owns and bring them back.
所以回来的时候有一个撒朗王，这个撒朗王就是神的祭司麦基洗德。
And after they return, there's this the king of Salem that is the priest of God.
就祝福他了。
And this Melchizedek blessed him.
就跟他讲了。
And said,
是神啊，至高的神啊，把敌人交在你的手中了。
That is the God the Most High who deliver your enemies into your hands.
所以亚伯兰呢，就把夺的十分之一呢，他拿出来奉献了。
Then Abraham gave this person tenth of everything.
那这个就是十分之一的由来。
This is the origin of giving tenth tithe.
到后来呢，就变成摩西律法的一部分。
And after some time, it become part of the Mosaic law.
啊，到后来也成为基督徒的他们所认知的一个对神的责任。
And nowadays, it's become a duty as a Christian that we have to do.
所以十分之一就是所得的十分之一。
Tenth of everything is what we make.
啊，有人就说了，这个是不是缴税呢？要缴税给神呢？
Does this mean that we are paying taxes to God?
这个跟缴税不太一样。
This is a little bit different than paying taxes.
啊，缴，我们知道税是强迫的，是一定要的。
We know paying taxes are mandatory.
啊，但神呢，当然不会强迫我们。
But God, of course, He will not force you to offer.
但是为什么神有这个诫命或者命令，希望我们可以做到他要求的这一点？
But then why is there a commandment saying that He wants us to do this?
它是有些属灵的意思在里面。
It has some spiritual meaning behind it.
啊，第一个意思。
First of all.
为什么献十分之一
？Why do we have to offer tithe？
献十分之一是对神的主权的一个承认。
To offer a tenth of everything that we have is to acknowledge His sovereignty。
啊，每次十分之一拿出来，想起这个是神的。
Every time we offer a tenth of what we make, we are being reminded that this belongs to God。
啊，其实我们知道十分之十，全个世界都是神的。
We know that 100% of this world belongs to God.
是不是？我们没有人敢说这个地球是我造的嘛？
No one can say that we have created this earth.
我们今天说买地买房，但是这个地是哪里来的？神造的。
Today when we say we buy a property, we buy a house, but who created this land?
啊，上面的木头材料哪里来的呢？也是神造的。
And where does the building material, the wood comes from? God created them.
其实100%就是十分之十都是属于神的。
Actually, tenth of ten, which is 100%, they all belong to God.
但是神说 ，OK， 十分之一。
But God said tenth of everything.
啊，十分之一你拿出来，把这个东西本来是属于神的归还给神。
You just bring the tenth of everything and give that back to God.
这个就是等于说你承认神有主权。
That means that you acknowledge that He has a sovereignty.
神对你的生命，神对你的一切，其实有主权。
Of our life and everything we have.
这个是对神的一个尊重。
This is to respect and fear God.
我们来看看刚刚麦基洗德所说对亚伯兰所说的话。
Let's look back to what Melchizedek said to Abraham.
二十节这里说啊。至高神把敌人交在你的手里。
Verse 20, he says, "And blessed be God Most High, who deliver your enemies into your hand."
所以神是应当称颂的。
That's why he's blessed. He should be blessed and praised.
所以其实亚伯拉罕拿出十分之一来，就是代表说承认我所有的一切十分之十都是神给的。
So when Abraham gave his 10%, it means that he acknowledged that all he has belongs to God.
如果不是神把敌人交在我的手里。
If not, God put His enemies in His hands.
我那318个人怎么打四个王啊？
How is it possible that 300 men is able to fight the four kings?
我这个老人家老骨头啊，
time,
怎么去跟人家打仗啊？
At that time, Abraham is actually quite old. How can he fight in a battle with others?
命都没有了。
You probably lose your life.
怎么可能全部带回来呢？
How is it possible that you bring everyone back?
所以是神的。
So that's why everything belongs to God.
十分之一是神的。
Here I will give 10% of what I have.
有时候我们想想看我们的生活。
Sometimes we reflect back in our life.
神带领我们来到加拿大，其实过得很好的生活。
God has led us to Canada and led a pretty good life.
第一，拿到这边的身份已经是一个很漫长、很不容易的过程。
First of all, after we have the passport, the citizenship of this place, it's probably a long journey.
然后我们可以在这边找到工作。
And then we can find a job here.
买了房子。
Have a house.
有孩子们。
Have children,
身体很健康
and I probably have a pretty good health.
有时候你会想，哇，这是我的努力得来的。
Sometimes you think I worked very hard for this.
但是你想想，真的是你的努力而已吗？
But then if we need to think, is it just because that we work hard?
如果不是神，
if not for God,
你有这些吗？
Would you be able to have all these?
不是神的带领，你会来到这里吗？
Without God's guidance, are you able to come to this place?
不是神帮助你，你可以拿到那么好的工作吗？
Without God's help.Are you able to have the job you have now?
不是神给你生命，你有办法工作吗？
If not God gives you life, will you be able to work?
不是神给你健康，你有办法赚钱吗？
If not for the health that God is giving you, will you be able to make money?
不是神的保守，你能够有平安吗？
If not for God's providence, would you have peace?
其实有时候一想，我们所有的东西。主权都不在我们的身上。
If we think about it deeper, we'll realize what we have actually don't belong to us.
所以十分之一是代表承认主的主权。
So this 10% means that we acknowledge God's sovereignty in our life.
然后呢，带给我们进入感恩的生活。
And then you'll lead us into a life of thanksgiving.
啊，感恩很重要。
We need to be very thankful for all.
早上我们也讲过了。
And this morning we have shared.
我们埋怨神，神会听见的。
When we complain, God will hear.
但是如果你对神感恩，神也听见，神也知道的。
But if you are being thankful, God also knows.
我们看生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 8.
十七节。
Probably verse 17.
生命记八章的十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 17.
恐怕你心里说，这祸财的力量是我能力得来的。
17, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.
18节。
18.
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得祸财的力量是他给你的。我要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant which he swore to you forefathers as it is today.
神最怕以色列百姓出了什么问题呢？
What is God most afraid of the Israelites?
怕他们进了迦南地生活很美好。
He's afraid that after the Israelite people enter the land of Canaan and have a good life,
信仰就退步。
And their faith will degrade.
觉得自己啊大不了。
And then they'll feel like they'll be proud.
我那么会种田。
They feel like they are able to
我那么会做生意。
They are able to have good businesses.
我那么会工作。
And very have a very good job.
你看，不是我自己赚的吗？
Like he said, they have produced themselves everything.
我们都会说是我赚的。
He said that I have earned these money.
当你强调是我赚的时候，
when you say that I make this money,
就是信仰退步的第一步了。
It's the first step that your faith will decline.
所以神不希望百姓忘记以前在埃及神怎么带了出来。
That's why the Lord don't want them to forget how he led all of them out of Egypt.
让他们不要忘记，你要收成，有阳光，有雨水，有美好的天气。
That they will not forget it. In order to harvest, you need to have the good weather, the water, and the air.
也有神给你的祝福。
The blessing from God.
所以神要求他们十分之一。
That's why God requested from them 10%.
不是神爱他吃他们的东西。
It's not that God wants to take what they have.
也不是神要爱他花他们的钱。
It's not that God wants to take away money from people.
因为神不吃东西，也不花钱。
Because God doesn't need food or money.
神不花加币嘛，对不对？
God doesn't need Canadian dollars.
我们刚刚的午餐，神没有拿下来，主耶稣没有下来帮你吃光嘛。
And then just like the food, the lunch we have, we didn't see Jesus coming down here eating food with us.
是我们吃嘛。
We ate them.
所以神不是用到我们的东西。
That God doesn't really need these things.
神只是希望每一次你拿上你的十分之一，承认主在我身上有主权。
God just wants that when we give our 10%, that we will remember that He is God.
然后呢，有一个感恩的心。
And have a thankful heart.
这是主耶稣给我的。
That Jesus has provided us everything.
这是神的祝福啊。
It's God's blessing and grace.
就有点像孩子有时候给父母东西。
Just like sometimes the children will give their parents some gifts.
在座的父母有没有收过儿女给你们的礼物啊？
Did any of the parents here receive gifts from their kids?
他送什么东西给你？
What did they give you?
有时候他画一张卡。
Sometimes they will give a card.
哇，你就高兴得不得了，还要拍一拍 po 上网。
And you are very happy and you will take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
有时候孩子帮你弄一个早餐。
Sometimes your kids prepare your breakfast.
送到你的床上。
And bring it to you in your bed.
妈妈给你吃早餐，今天我来服侍你。
You say, Mom, here's a breakfast for you today.
你谢谢他，谢得不得了。
And you'll be very thankful.
Post 到 Facebook 告诉朋友。
And put it on Facebook and then tell your friends as well.
然后大家给你按赞。
And everybody will like this.
一两百个赞。
A lot of hundreds of likes.
你就很高兴。
And you'll feel good.
仔细想想，那个食物谁给的？
But if we think about who has some
是他赚钱买给你的吗？
Is that your kids earn money and then they bought it?
也不是，也是你的东西啊。
No, but they are actually yours.
但是他对你很有心。
But then because they have this heart.
或者是孩子长大了赚到了钱。
Oh, after your children grow up and they make their own money.
妈妈爸爸借一点拿去，心意心意。
And they'll bring some money to you and say that I want to help you out.
This is my gift for you.
And this is what I want to my gift.
父母就很高兴了。
And parents will be very happy.
我们父母不要说不要了不要了，千万不要这样讲哦。
Parents shouldn't say that I don't want to take your money.
孩子给你钱，你叫谢谢，感谢主，收回来。
If your children bring you money, you just say thank God and then just take it.
如果你说不用了不用了，你自己都不够，很辛苦，他说以后就不给你了。
If you say that you don't have enough yourself, just take it back. They will not bring you money again.
老人家，孩子给你钱，你就多多多好，你就收。
So as an elderly. Person,
给他孝顺的机会啊！
If your children want to honor you and bring you money, just take it.
他给你那些钱，跟你以前培养他的怎么的比？
If you compare that as what you pay for him when they were growing up,
父母的恩典啊，你在儿女怎么样 怎么给他钱都比不都没有办法填满。
If you compare all the effort that you spend on them, you cannot really compare.
但是有时候儿女就一点心意拿出来，哇，当父母就高兴不得了。
But sometimes as a children, they when they want to show how much they love you, they bring you something and you'll be very happy.
我们对神也是一样。
Same thing with God.
神其实很容易被我们感动。
God is actually very easily moved by us.
你是对他有心一点就可以了。
If you just have a little love for him.
我们聚会认真一点。
If we pay more attention in the service.
时间多花一点。
If we spend more time for him.
赚到钱的时候。
When we make money.
好，自己先不花，先把十分之一先留出来。
We don't spend it first. We have to like calculate 10% first.
先把它给神。
And offer out 10%.
神就被你感动了。
And God be moved.
哇，我的儿女那么爱我。
And you think that my children really love.
不是先想到自己。
And that they don't care for themselves only.
是先想到我呀。
The first thing they think about is me.
我怎么可能不祝福他？
How can I not bless them?
我要大大的祝福他。
I'll bless them greatly.
这是圣经说的话。
That's what the Bible said.
啊，马拉基书。
Let's look at the book of Malachi.
马拉基的旧约的马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书第三章的第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
从第八节开始，三章第八节。
Actually, let's read from verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这一段呢是讲到有关于奉献十分之一的事情。
He's talking about offering the tenth of everything.
为什么会讲这个事呢？
Why is he talking about this?
其实神不常常讲这个事。
Actually, God don't really mention this often.
你整个旧约里面先知书啊，或者是历史书啊。很少讲这个十分之一的问题。
If we flick through the Old Testament, it's not very often mentioned about the tithe.
只是在摩西五经那边特别记载。
It was only recorded in the five books of Moses.
但是在马拉基书里面讲一个很重要的课题。
But here in the book of Malachi, here's an important lesson.
就是人跟神之间的关系。
That is talking about the relationship between a human and God.
如果人跟神的关系好。
If we have a good relationship,
这个人就会一辈子得到神很多的祝福。
And this person will be greatly blessed by God.
如果人跟神的关系不好，
If you and God are in good terms,
或者很紧张，
Or very intense,
受苦的是那个人自己。
Then that person himself will suffer.
那马拉基书里面就讲了，为什么人会跟神关系不好？
And the book of Malachi talks about how come that men are not in good terms with God.
从第八节开始看，就讲其中一个问题。
Starting from verse 8, it talks about the first problem.
就是当时的百姓没有把当纳的十分之一献给神。
It's talking about people at that time they didn't offer up their tenth of everything.
第八节。
Verse 8.
人岂可夺取神的物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Verse 8. Will men rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you?In tithes and offerings.
因为你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅在临到你们身上。
Verse 9, you are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
那当时的百姓为什么跟神的关系不好？
Why are the people back in the day not in good relationship with God?
因为神告诉他们说，十分之一也要当纳的。
Because God tells them you have to offer up tithe.
他们就没有这样去做。
And they didn't do so.
那这有很多的后果。
And then there's a lot of consequences.
变成说圣殿里面祭司没有粮食。
Such as the priests in the temple, they won't have enough food.
那祭司啊，利未人啊，就跑去耕田。
The priests and the Levites, they will have to.
没有东西吃吗？没有人奉献吗？
They will have to go out and from the land because they don't have enough.
那没人教导。
And no one will be able to teach them.
那百姓的信仰就更退步。
And then the faith of the people will decline even more.
越退步的话，就越变越穷。
And then the more their faith decline, the poorer they get.
因为神不祝福。
Because God will not bless them.
那他不懂为什么出了什么问题，为什么每次都得不到神的祝福。
And then people will be confused at how come they are not being blessed by God.
那神说，你们拿了我的东西，你知道吗？
So God said, you have robbed me.
他说，你怎么拿我的东西？
So they answer, how do we rob you?
十分之一是我的东西啊。
God replied, the tenth of what you have are mine.
该撒的东西你要归给该撒。
Give to Caesar what is his.
神的东西你要归给神。
But to God what is God's.
又归到神的殿里面，神的家里面。
And you need to give it back to God's household.
那么这个是消极的部分。
This is a passive side.
其实奉献是一个恩典。
Actually, to be able to offer is a blessing.
是一个积极的部分呢。
It's very proactive.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
其实四分之一的奉献本身呢，是一个应许。
Actually, to offer 10% is a promise.
我们不要把它看成好像要缴税这样，一种压力。
We shouldn't look at it as like paying tax and we'll have like some.
十分之一奉献是一种蒙福的应许。
Actually, to be able to give 10% is a sign that we're being blessed by God.
神说呢？Here's
God said.
你可以试试我。
You can test me.
圣经里面从来没有说可以试探神。
The whole Bible didn't say anywhere that we can test God.
其他东西我们不可以试探。
Because we cannot test God in anything else.
但是在奉献上面，你可以试一试。
But here, regarding offering, we can try.
这个试一试就是说，你以前可能没有这样做。
What it means here is means that before then you probably didn't offer.
可能生活上觉得有困难。
Maybe you feel that your life is a bit difficult.
经济压力很大。
That you have a lot of stress in terms of your income.
可能我们有做感恩捐，偶尔有想起来有剩的，我们就感恩一下。
Some we probably don't offer regularly, but if we have extra, then we will offer.
但是神说你可以试试看。
But God said you can test.
从现在开始，你固定的把十分之一纳到神的家。
Starting from this point, if you regularly give out 10% of what you make,
是神的家有粮。
So then his household will have food.
你可以试试我，我怎么对你？
You can test me and see how we'll respond to this.
试试我会把天上的窗户打开。
Whether that I will open the floodgate of heaven.
这个窗户打开，这不是一点点祝福，是很多的祝福。
If you open the floodgate, it's not just a little blessing.
打开之后会不会大大的倾覆，就倒下来的给你，甚至你装不下，太多了。
That will the blessing pour out so much that you will not have room enough for it.
这个就是信心的应许。
This is a promise of faith.
你有信心可以去试。
If you have faith, you can try.
如果没有这个信心，不试也没有人强迫。
If you don't have the faith to try, it is okay.
但是如果你有这个信心去试的话，你会有体验。
But if you have the faith to try it, then you will have the experience.
这个体验是很多弟兄姐妹其实都体验过的。
This kind of spiritual experience a lot of us already have.
有一个姐妹。
There's a sister.
她在一个地方开店。
And she has a store.
她开店其实赚钱是很辛苦。
It's actually not very easy to have a store at that place.
家里也欠了不少债。
And they actually have a lot of mortgages.
去到一个新的地方开店。
Because they have just moved to a new place.
当然要努力地赚钱。
Of course, they need to work really hard to earn money.
每一分每一毛都抓得很紧。
Every cent is being counted.
所以从来没有做十一奉献。
So they didn't offer tithe.
都不常去聚会的，怎么会十一奉献呢？
And they don't even go to service often.
后来有教会的传道人啊，工人啊，他们去访问。
And so after a while, the church sent the preacher to visit them.
慢慢查考圣经。
And they start to study the Bible.
学习到奉献的重要。
They learn about the importance of offering.
他都在神的感动之下，开始试试看做十一奉献。
So this sister was moved by God and then starting to offer tithe.
因为神的话应该不会假。
Because she thinks that God's word would not be wrong.
所以。 她就开始做十一奉献。
So she started to offer 10%.
每个月生意所赚到的钱。
Every month, whatever she earned.
她还没有想那么多了。
She didn't think too much.
也没有想到债还没还啊，怎么样啊，没有想那么多了。
She didn't think about her debts and her mortgages.
反正属于神的，该的，该放的，该捐的，我就要捐。
That whatever belongs to God, that she will offer.
这个很奇妙。
And then miraculous.
过了半年之后。
After about half a year.
她跟我们分享。
She shared with us.
她说神的话真的没有落空啊。
She said that God's word are not empty words.
在这半年当中啊，神真的开始在祝福我。
She said that in this half a year, that God started to bless her.
怎么祝福我呢？
How?
她说在生意上，第一在生意上有祝福我。
First of all, she was very blessed in terms of her business.
同样的开店。
And the same business hours.
好几个一样的店在同一条街。
And there's a lot of similar shops on the same street.
但是。 客人就喜欢来我的店买。
But a lot of people like to come to her store.
买一样的东西，一样的价钱。
Same item, same price.
就是客人就喜欢走进来。
But people like to come to her store.
生意开始在有改善。
You see that improvements in terms of her business.
这个是以前没有的。
That didn't happen before.
这个是第一点体验到。
That's the first experience.
神的祝福。
About God's blessing.
所以更增加了她的信心。
And she started to have more faith.
是神让我可以做得到的。
That God is giving her strength to complete this.
第二个呢？
Second of all,
是神的祝福了，不是金钱上的。
The second part of blessing is not about a monetary value.
是在属灵上。
It's about spirituality.
之前他的孩子。
She realized that her children.
很不听话。
But before then, they don't really listen to her.
很反叛。
They are very rebellious.
都不晓得怎么教。
And she has no idea how to teach them.
但是当他的信心慢慢建立起来。
But then after her faith started to grow.
回来聚会。
And then come back to church for service.
开始奉献十分之一之后，
started giving tithe.
神开始感动他的孩子。
God has touched their children.
诶，慢慢变乖。
And slowly they are getting better.
她不晓得为什么她会这样子变乖。
She has no idea how that happened.
唯一的结论就是神感动她。
The only conclusion is that God had changed them.
孩子乖啊，烦恼都少了很多。
And if your kids are very, very good, then you'll have very little problems.
有时候钱赚很多啊，孩子不乖也是没有什么心情啊。
Sometimes even if you make a lot of money, but your kids don't listen to you, then you're probably not in a good mood.
他说这个也是神的祝福。
This is also God's blessing.
哇，所以他觉得奉献真的是一种蒙恩的机会。
So she realized that to be able to offer is actually a chance, an opportunity to receive blessing.
不是一种强迫，也不是一种只是纯责任而已。
It's not just a responsibility of being forced into offering.
有时候我们想想，如果没有神保守啊。
Sometimes if we think about if God has not, if not protected us.
真的，我们赚的也不一定是我们的。
What we make might not be ours.
啊，有一个同工曾经分享。
And I once had a colleague who shared.
哦，以前有一阵子啊，经济很紧。
And there's a period of time when the economy wasn't very good.
啊，他手头上的钱很有限。
And he only has not a lot of money at hand.
他就向神请假了。
So then he took him some vacation from God.
他说神啊，这个月十分之一，可能要以后再说了。
He said that this month tithes probably what I will have to wait until next time.
真的是很紧啊，手头真的很紧。
Because he doesn't have free money at hand.
那我就那个月他真的是没有捐。
So that month he didn't offer.
刚好在那个月中间呢，他就发生了一个小车祸。
But then
车子变道，撞了一下。
In the same month, he got into a minor accident, a car accident.
然后修那个创了一下那个钱呢，就刚刚好是十分之一那几百块。
And the money he needs to spend on that car accident to fix his car is about the same money that he needs to offer.
他说：“哎呀，主耶稣跟我讲话了，我知道了。
”And he shared with me that I know that God is speaking to me.
我们有时候想说钱哦，要自己保管了，自己怎么样弄
？Sometimes we feel that we need to take care of our own money.
不是神保守啊。
It's not that God has nothing to do with it.
要花钱的地方还多的是。
That I still have a lot of places I need to spend my money on.
多看几次医生，钱就花了。
Like for example, if we go to see more doctors, then we'll need to spend money.
车子刮一下、撞一下，钱就花了。
Or like cars, sometimes we get into accidents, scratch here or there.
真的，一切都是神的保守。
We realize that all money are in God's hand, and God is actually protecting us.
所以啊，圣经的话是没有错。
So God, the words in the Bible are true.
哦，我们要将当纳的十分之一放到神的家。
We need to give the tithe into God's household.
啊，这个是凭着信心，不是强迫。
That is through faith, not being forced.
也没有人会看我们，也没有人会比较。
No one will compare or take a look at whether you offer or not.
那怎么样奉献十分之一呢
？So how can we offer tithe?
啊，第一个就是以感恩的心来奉献。
First of all, we need to have a thanksgiving heart.
是感恩，不是强迫的。
That we need to be thankful and not being forced to this.
如果暂时没有这个信心，那没有关系，以后再看什么时候。
If you don't have this kind of heart at the moment, then we can wait a little bit and see. 如果你想
试一试，神会不会祝福你？
However, if you want to try and test God to see if God will bless you,
试三个月，试半年，试一年，看神怎么对你。
We can try for 3 months, for half a year, for 1 year.
但是要感恩的心，不要勉强。
But we need to have a thankful heart first.
第二呢，这里说送到神的家。
Second of all, here it says we need to bring it to God's household.
这是教会的。
That is the church.
啊，不是自己扣起来。
It's not that we just keep it for ourselves.
什么教会有需要说哦，我帮教会买，不是这样子。
That we see a God, the church is lacking something, I'll go buy it for the church.
是把你的主权交出来了。
We should have give the money and the ownership of the money.
放到神的家。
And give it into God's household.
这是教会。
That is church.
当然，全世界真耶稣教会都是教会。
Of course, all the true Jesus church in the world are all true Jesus church.
可能过去啊，很多弟兄姐妹会把钱啊，都打回我们的乡下、乡村啊，那个乡村那个教会啊。
Sometimes, probably back in the day, we used to offer money back to our home church.
其实我们应该有这样的观念。
We should have this kind of concept.
我们的家人，我们自己在哪里聚会
？Our family is where we go to service.
接受哪一个教会的照顾最多嘞？
Or where we have received the most help.
还有你的汇集在那个教会。
And also your church membership, if it's at that church.
就应该在那个当地的教会奉献就可以了。
Then you should just offer to that local church.
因为我们在这个教会好像妈妈这样被这个妈妈照顾。
Because church is like a mother and taking care of us.
所以我们就把它奉到当地的教会。
So we should offer to the local church.
让当地的教会也在那边也有粮。
So the local church will have food in their storehouse.
教会要发展什么圣工。
So if the church needs some development,
做装修
funding, or to like,
要买地，盖会堂
fix a church, buy a new property.
这个都是经费。
We need money for this.
所以这个是把这个主权交还给神。
That is to we give the ownership of the money back to God.
要奉献十分之一，也要有一个 计划。
And then to offer tithe, we also need to have a plan.
啊，如果我们没有计划的话
，If we don't have a plan，
等到我们花了所有的钱呢，剩下了才想说二十分之一，可能到时候就拿不出来了。
If we don't, if we haven't planned about this, and then at the end of the month, we probably spend everything, and there's be no money left.
我们要自己想一想。
We need to think about this.
为了要达到神的话语
，to
要要求。
If we want to do what God has asked，
为了让我们可以收入的可以分十分之一。
To offer 10% of what we make.
那其他的部分我怎么可以简单一点？
Then how can we cut down all the costs?
先把神的十分之一拿出来。
First of all, we need to bring out the 10%.
这是有这个规划，有这个计划。
We need to have this kind of planning.
这是这个心意就在里面了。
And we can see God will see our hearts in this matter.
因为神都看到你说，哇，你把我看得很重要。
God will know that we actually really care for God.
虽然你有那么多人生的规划，有那么多责任。
Although we have so much things we want to do in this life.
但是你愿意把我先放第一位。
But we are willing to put God first.
神一定祝福你。
God bless us.
所以这个礼拜我们的读经进度啊，也是刚好我们的报税季节，这也是一个很巧妙，也是神的安排。
And then it's actually quite wonderful that our reading Bible reading schedule meet up with the tax reporting season.
主要是说，该咋的就归给该咋。
We need to give Caesar what is rightfully his.
该报的税肯定要报。
We need to pay what we need to pay.
不报的话，加拿大政府写信给你就不好了。
If we didn't pay our taxes, when the government investigates, not too good.
神的物当交给神。
And give back to God what is his.
如果没有做到，失去这个福气，又是我们自己的损失。
Because if we don't do this, then we are losing out on the blessings of God.
加添我们的信心。
May God give us more strength.
我们来唱诗。
Sing him.
119。